Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. McCarver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. North moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. North scores. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley catches it and throws to first with Hunt covering, to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Kessinger moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up beyond first. Fairley can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. McCarver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Tim Foley. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Mike Torres. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Tom Walker now pitching. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pappas strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes North trying to get to third. Hunt throws to Bailey, who tags North for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to second. Dan McGinn now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of North. Singleton reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. Fairley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.